We needed to protect the world because of our own safety is at stake. And again, you want to have a war, just let Putin go ahead and take Kyiv, make sure they move on, see what happens in Poland, Hungary, and other places along that border. Then you have a war.
President Joe Biden from last night's debate in Atlanta on CNN, and we carried it live here on KDK. And this hour, wanted to get reaction from our local party officials. Sam Hansgrecko, elected chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Committee two Junes ago, and he joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Get your reaction. What you saw, what you think will happen next.
Sure. I think, you know, President Biden, you know, started out fighting through the cold. I think he got his voice going, and he put out, you know, he talked about his accomplishments, what he's been able to do in the first two years when he could get something passed, when he had a Democratic House. I think he talked about, you know, where he wants to go with the future. On the other side, I think Donald Trump was what America is, you know, accustomed to seeing. Talks real quickly, refuses to answer questions, doesn't have a real policy plan, and quite frankly, real sort of disturbing sort of picture of how he sees America. I don't know about the dystopian America he's talking about. We live in a tremendous country. Somebody who wants to be a leader of this country talking as if there are barbarians running around the streets is a little frightening. So,
Sam, you've been at this a long time. You go back to working on the campaign for President Jimmy Carter. So, you're a seasoned veteran in this world. You have to admit, though, the optics of what people saw in particular, cold or no cold, their committee never mentioned their team that this was an issue prior to. They had to do it post. But the optics were not very good for Joe Biden last night. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, again, I think Americans look at what is your government going to do? What have you been doing? Right. I mean, I think that's what at the end of the day, that's what I'm looking at. I think that's what voters will look at, or, what are the accomplishments? Like I said, he apparently was fighting through a cold. You see what you see. I mean, you can't dispute that he was struggling, especially at the beginning. But, I think it was interesting once he got his voice going, I think he was, putting out his accomplishments and for the past 2 years.
Sam, what are those accomplishments?
Oh, I think they're incredibly consequential, President. I mean, I think, first of all, I mean, look, Donald Trump had, 17 weeks of infrastructure weeks where he sat in big trucks in the White House and never got anything done with, both a House and a Senate. This president comes in with very small margins and passes what's called a bipartisan, infrastructure bill, but only six Republicans voted for it. You can't drive around this town any place without running into, folks tearing up the streets. I mean, that's what governments do, right? We have a military, we protect our citizens, and we provide for infrastructure so nobody else can do, right? I mean, we're replacing the lead lines all over this country. There's not a corporation can do that. Small government, small municipalities can't do that. You have to look at the federal government. I mean, you have things like the investment in American jobs. I mean, if you look down the river at Weirton, West Virginia, Weirton has a steel mill that has now basically collapsed. It hung on for years. And what are they doing there? They're putting in a huge battery factory now. And that's been made possible because of the Inflation Reduction Act and the investment that Biden and his administration is putting into the green infrastructure. I mean, that has a huge consequence going forward to our country. I mean, we're investing in America, and it's answering climate change. It's investing in jobs. I mean, it's changing the whole trajectory of where we're going to be headed. And that's when I see, when you say, you know, he's the most consequential president, you know, in the first two terms, you know, those are things you're going to see down the line coming up.
We're with Sam Hansgrecko, chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Committee. Do you see any scenario, Sam, where there's a change of a candidate with Joe Biden?
Well, so the way we nominate a candidate now within the Democratic Party is the candidates, we do it by popular election. The delegates have been selected. Those delegates are pledged to President Biden. And I believe at this point he has sufficient delegates to win at the convention. So if there's any change, that'll be President Biden's decision.
Sam, we appreciate your input this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sam Hansgrecko, chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Committee. Next half hour, Sam DeMarco, chair of the Republican Party here in Allegheny County. We'll get his thoughts, and we want yours. 866-391-1020 on the Big K Morning Show. From the Democratic Party in Allegheny County, next up, Sam DeMarco, who represents the Republican Party. He's the chair. We'll hear from him right after the news here at the bottom of the hour at 7:30. 866-391-1020. The debate went 1 hour and 39 minutes on CNN. And one of the most important and obvious questions came late.
Let's turn to concerns that voters have about each of you. President Biden, you would be 86 at the end of your second term. How do you address concerns about your capability to handle the toughest job in the world well into your 80s?
Well, first of all, I spent half my career being criticized, being the youngest person in politics. I was the second youngest person ever elected to the United States Senate, and now I'm the oldest. This guy's 3 years younger and a lot less competent. I think that just look at the record, look at what I've done, look how I've turned around the horrible situation he left me. As I said, 15 million new jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, more investment in America, over billions of dollars in private investment in enterprises that we are growing. By the way, we brought an awful lot of people. The whole idea of computer chips, we used to have 40% of the market. We invented those chips. Those who he coddles up to, from Kim Jong-un, he sends love letters to, and Putin, et cetera, they don't want to screw around with us.
Thank you. Former President Trump, to follow up, you would be 82 at the end of your second term. What do you say to voters who have concerns about your capabilities to serve?
Well, I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one, a real easy one. Like, go through the first five questions. He couldn't do it. But I took two cognitive tests. I took physical exams every year. And, you know, we knock on wood wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way, and I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. I think I'm in very good shape. I feel that I'm as in good a shape as I was 25, 30 years ago. Actually, I'm probably a little bit lighter, but I'm in as good a shape as I was years ago. I feel very good. I feel the same. But I was willing to take a cognitive test. And you know what? If I didn't do well, I aced them. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's a great guy when he was White House doctor. And then I took another one, a similar one. And one of them said they've never seen anybody ace them.
Thank you.
That's Donald Trump and Joe Biden answering the question about age. And it came down to golf. And for the record, Joe Biden said he was a 8 handicap, a 6 when he was vice president, and in the follow-up. So I thought that was a really important question, because that's one that a lot of America's citizens are asking.
Well, I know, speaking for myself, Larry, that, you know, I'm going to make my decision based on handicap.
On your golf handicap, if that was the case.
That's just a... That it would come up in a debate like that and they both went that way. Come on, guys.
You know that they're going to be talking about this on every golf course in America. What's your handicap?
There'll be a lot of very funny material that comes out of this. Memes and comedians are going to have a field day with
some name calling at times. You're a child. No, you're a child. You know.
Yeah.
So we expected some of that. The muted mic scenario, the way they orchestrated that, seemed to cut down on a lot of that during one or the other candidate's
Hour, Doug Saltzman made a really good observation, I thought. The big winner in last night's debate was CNN.
Yeah, he did make that observation because they allowed all the other television stations, and we carried it live too, and all CNN asked for was attribution, and they... in one night, and we don't have the numbers yet, by the way, on the audience, the viewership.
Let me take another quick check here.
In. All right, let's go to George. George in Clinton, you're on the Big K Morning Show.
Clairton.
Oh, Clairton. What did I say? Clinton.
You were Clinton. That's
political. There is, for the record, though, George, there is a Clinton, PA, out near the airport, but you're right.
Oh, yeah, right on Route 22, sure.
Clairton.
I'll tell you what, I met Gary Player back at the memorial back in 83 in Dublin, Ohio. I always thought he'd make a great president, but he's from South Africa.
All right.
Got his autograph, too.
George, what'd you
think? I thought it was a good tennis match. It was back and forth. I'll be very honest. I fell asleep at 10:30. I think it was too long. But they did address some real topics. I mean, we went from Afghanistan to January 6th. I think they hit everything that I know of. And I'm a newsaholic, and I think that was good. But Biden's voice being weak for whatever reason, I don't think that helped. It kind of puts him in that Jimmy Carter category. They definitely did their share of insulting each other within reason, you know, and little swear words here and there. But I don't know. It was a tennis match. Like you said, if anybody won, it was CNN.
And did it change your alignment?
No, I don't think. But I'm very close. I'm always close with elections. No matter what I say through the year, I take it serious, and I'm really close that day.
A golf metaphor. There's a lot of green between here and the election. So because this was the earliest presidential debate in history, we're not sure exactly what may transpire between here and there for both sides. We don't know where all Donald Trump's legal ramifications or what they will be. I mean, there's technically a sentencing on his indictments in federal court in New York. That's probably going to get booted back. However, and then the cognitive concerns that people have for Joe Biden. So there could be significant changes between now and November. We just don't know exactly.
Oh yeah. Real quick. I know you're still a recovering meteorologist, depending on how much rain we get or do not get. This road ahead might be like these greens at Yakagani Country Club, and they might be hard as the proverbial pool table. So we got a long road ahead.
All right,
summer,
George,
and a rough fall.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. That's George in Clairton, where they shot the movie The Deer Hunter with Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep.
That's right.
Just a little reference there. Squeeze a call in here. Chris in Arlington, you're on the Big K Morning Show. Your thoughts?
Actually in Worthington, PA, buddy.
Arlington?
Worthington.
Worthington. That's up near Katanning. It's
About a mile north of Pittsburgh.
I'm 0 for 2, but go ahead.
Yeah. I think Biden looked pretty bad. I heard them trying to say that, you know, he was quote-unquote sick. I mean, come on. I mean, the last how many times he's been in the public, he's looked pretty bad. I mean, it's kind of more like elder abuse at this point. So I think Trump did really well. I mean, Biden kind of stammered, you know, coughing a lot, stuff. He doesn't look good. So I think Trump did pretty well. I will say this, as I'm a little biased, but I will say CNN surprised me. They weren't too biased toward Biden, I don't think. They didn't, you know, try to ham them up too much there. I mean, they kind of were pretty even about stuff, so I was happy about that. But all in all, I think Trump did really well. And like I said, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. They need to do something, but Biden's not the ticket, I don't think.
Chris, appreciate the input. Speaking of cognitive issues, my God, that's what I stayed up and watched the whole damn thing. So we're going to get the Republican reaction locally coming up next with Sam DeMarco. 866-391-1020. Keep that number handy. all day. We'll be getting your reaction, including, as you just heard, with Marty. And this half hour, my guest is Sam DeMarco III. Sam is the chairman of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County Council, and among his many other, including a United States Marine veteran. Thank you for your service, Sam.
Well, thank you for having me, Larry. I really appreciate it today.
So we wanted to get local reaction. We talked to Sam Hens-Greco from the Democratic Party in the last half hour. First of all, what was your takeaway from last night's presidential debate?
Well, obviously, I believe that Donald Trump, I mean, clearly, you know, won that debate. But I think what many of the folks in the public saw was, you know, that the Joe Biden that we saw last night is the Joe Biden that many of us believed we were going to see all along. You know, and while on the one hand, I was happy because I thought President Trump performed well, I was also angry, you know, angry that we've been gaslit and lied to by so many of the Democrats and so many of the media who told us that behind closed doors, you know, President Biden was energetic and focused and on point and sharp and, you know, on top of all these problems. And what you saw last night, Larry, was President Biden, after 7 full days of rest, you know, and preparation, and it was just a mess, you know, and falling things on social media. The Democrat Party today is in a full-fledged panic, you know, over what to do. But they only have themselves to blame because it was those folks who shielded and protected from the process for Democrats to be able to take and select, you know, a candidate to run here in November.
Sam, do you feel that there should be another debate?
I don't think there needs to be another debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I mean, I think we saw last night that, you know, President Biden, as a matter of fact, not worried about the next 4 years. I'm concerned about the next 7 months. Well, you know, I don't know that he's capable of, I'd like to know who's leading this country. I mean, it's a real concern.
We're with Sam DeMarco, chair of the Republican Caucus of Allegheny County Council. So, Sam, there is also some gray area in terms of Donald Trump dealing with all the legal issues he has, too. And then, of course, as you pointed out with Joe Biden, there is a remote possibility that neither of these men would be on the ticket by the time we get to November. I mean, that may be a long shot, but since this debate occurred so early, since there seems to be some urgency now, do you see the Democrats finding a way to change their nominee?
Well, I think that's what you're seeing right now. I mean, behind closed doors, these folks, and I joked on social media last night, you know, that the in the lights were burning bright in the governor's mansion in Harrisburg.
We saw that.
Yes, because you know, Josh Shapiro is getting calls from Democrat consultants, you know, because he's a popular governor in a key critical swing state. Okay. But I mean, there's no doubt that the Democrats are looking for some way out of this mess. They don't want to move forward to certain defeat in November, which is what's going to happen if they continue to move forward, you know, with Joe Biden. His performance, again, you know, this isn't a matter of someone making a small gaffe. But whether it was his body language, his, you know, the answers to the questions, the incoherent mumbling, I mean, clearly he is not up to the job, you know, of being the president of the United States. And we're talking about one of the most stressful positions in the world. And, you know, I have significant concerns. And I believe that the Democrats, there's a reason why, you know, this was the earliest presidential debate in history. And it was scheduled here for June. Now, whether that's because they were having a difficult time, you know, getting him not to run again, and were looking, they're putting him up for this humiliation, I don't know. But, you know, again, Larry, the folks inside, the insiders in the White House, the media, the people that interact with him, they know that this is the Joe Biden. And we've been gaslit all along and lied to.
Sam, Paul Rasmussen here. About President Trump's performance last night, you said it was strong and that he was on point. There were occasions, from what I'm gathering, looking at the various reports, that the president dissembled or was, you know, on occasion repeated falsehoods in some instances. What's your reaction?
Well, I think that's up for debate. I mean, certainly President Trump left opportunities on the table. But when you talk about repeating falsehoods and things like that, I mean, are we going to quibble? You just had Snopes just last week come out and totally debunk and reject the lie that had been the Charlottesville hoax.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
that President Trump had said that, you know, when he said that there were five people on both sides, that he was referring to the neo-Nazis. And clearly, you know, that was not the case. You know, he rejected
he categorically rejected white supremacism at that time. That's true.
Exactly. But yet for years, you know, folks carried on with that lie. And I saw things on social media where people were trying to claim that, you know, that President Trump was lying and things like that. Look, and when you have two men getting up there on stage, and especially at their age, and you're asking them all these questions about policy, they have no notes and things like that. For someone to get something incorrect, you know, as far as facts and figures, that's something that can happen. But, you know, for someone to, you want to take and point out what someone believes is a falsehood by President Trump, I'm certain I could pick out dozens.
There, you know, a lot of people doing detailed fact checking on all this, which we'll get reports on here throughout the course of the day. But one of the things that the, you know, the whole January 6th thing, which is an unsettled issue, but the accusations that the last election was stolen, now moving on 4 years. If that's the case, and he says Joe Biden has no cognitive skills, he must think Joe Biden's a mastermind to pull off this great election hoax, because in every court, it didn't change the election. Can we finally move on from that?
Well, see, I don't believe that I have to move on, because I said from the very beginning, back in November of 2020, because I was at the warehouse, that I saw no evidence of any systemic fraud in this election, okay? So, you know, Joe Biden won the election back in 2020. He's the current president. And you can tell, because our food prices are up 20%, our gas prices are up 50%, mortgage rates have more than doubled, the world is on fire, and we're in a bit of a mess. So, you know, when we talk about moving on, I would like to move on. But, you know, in regards to the election or January 6th, I don't believe I have anything, you know, to quibble with or to apologize for.
Sam DeMarco, we appreciate your time and input as always. Thank you, sir. There'll be much more to come between now and November. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day. Bye.
Sam, again, is the Republican caucus chair of Allegheny County Council. And great to get both sides inside of an hour. What do you think? 866-391-1020.
The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants and bounce back jobs, a bounce back from the COVID. He has not done a good job. He's done a poor job, and inflation's killing our country. It is absolutely killing us.
Former President Donald Trump, last night's debate in Atlanta on CNN. What do you think? Joe in Mount Lebanon, you're in the Big K Morning Show. You got 30 seconds.
Hi, Larry. Great show as always. I think Donald Trump took Joe Biden to the woodshed. CNN even agrees 67% to 33%. You know, the White House employs the best doctors in the world. You would think that they would prepare him better for this debate. And I seriously doubt he had a cold. Biden's advisors try to place him in front of a teleprompter. He very rarely does well in front of a debate format. He's like to place him in front of a teleprompter where he can read a speech that somebody wrote for him.
All right, Joe, we're gonna move on. We want to get as many as we can. Thank you, Bob, in the Berg.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. One of the things that I thought was part of the rules of the debate was you weren't to have any notes. And I noticed one point, if you notice, Biden was always looking down, and then he was slipping papers. I saw that.
Well, for clarification, Bob, they were not to bring in prepared notes. They did have each had a little tablet and a pen so they could jot their own notes down at the podiums. All right, let's go to Fran in Mount Lebanon. You're on the Big K Morning Show.
Okay, I'm just calling to say one thing. I don't want a convicted felon as a president. He was an embarrassment the first 4 years. with foreign countries, and I can only imagine what the people in the foreign countries would think of us with a president who is a convicted felon.
Thanks, Bran. Let's go to Bob, Peters Township.
Yes, calling about the debate like last night. Like if you listen to the debate, like I'm like from Peters. Okay, the constant lies that Donald Trump told, plus a gentleman who would just be on the radio, like the chairman of the Republican Party, I think, a few minutes ago, with the guy you had, he said he's not apologizing for January 6th. You disgust me, Mr. DeMarco.
All right, let's go to Patrick in Roseland Farms. You got the final word this half hour.
I'm a gay Democrat. I changed political parties in 2020 to vote for Donald Trump. What we witnessed is an absolute catastrophe as a nation. Shame on the Democratic Party and shame on Jill Biden. She knows how completely disabled he is intellectually. His entire body shows the representation of dementia. The staggering gates. It was an absolute train wreck. And the end point of the debate, when she literally had to practically hold him up to get him off the stage, shows the dimension of a Democratic Party that will literally do anything to hold on to power. It is
all right, Patrick. Thank you all, and more to come. We have John Delano, KDK TV political analyst, next.